At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back here in Cabell, we're ready for the second quarter. Lady Bombers will have the ball. Gilbert ready to throw in at the half-court stripe. Gilbert looking. We'll give it to Martin. Martin on the right side of half-court. She walks it up across the timeline. Ball between the circles now. Gives it to Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert bouncing along the right baseline. She'll pull it back out. Gilbert pounded by Christopher. Gilbert's going to bounce it into the paint. Floater with the right hand off the window. Good. Hey, Gilbert with 4 points on the afternoon. Gives the Lady Bombers 6. And it's 11-6, Cabell. Delray Panthers. She's green gold into the lane. She's fouled going up. They're going Emily Payne. Leah Jackson will be ready to come in. Lady Ringgold, first free throw. Jackson checks in. 3 of 6 in the free throw line to the Lady Panthers. Second free throw by Ringgold is rattled around. Won't go. Foreman comes up with the rebound. Foreman to Gilbert. Gilbert across the half court stripe. Bounces to her left. She's looking, gives it to Yates, top of the key. One dribble inside to Foreman. Foreman going to go to work. Shot fake. Off the window. Got it to fall. And it goes Foreman with her 4 point. And the Lady Bombers have cut the lead to one possession. It's 11-8. As here comes Ringgold to the right side to Christopher. Met by Gilbert. Christopher looking. Up top to Dillon. Out of Ringgold. Christopher with it now. Thought about a three. Shot fakes. Puts it up off the right side of the iron. One goal. Offensive rebound to Cabell. As Foreman comes up with it. Foreman's going to push ahead. Take one dribble up to Gilbert. Gilbert will kick it out to Jackson. Jackson driving inside. Gives it to Foreman. Foreman off the window. Good. There's Foreman going to work down low. And it's a one-point game. Lady Bombers woken up now. About 90 seconds into this second quarter. Lead cut to one. Cabell up 11-10. Beelin with it now. Over to Ringgold. Ringgold now to Beelin. Beelin to Christopher. Christopher guarded by Jackson still. Back up top to Theobald. Theobald shot fake. Got Martin in the air. Lost it. And it's rebounded by Martin. Martin pushing ahead across the half court line. Pushing. Gives it inside to Foreman. Foreman to bounce. With three Lady Panthers on her, gets the lane to go. The Lady Bombers have the lead. And Jake Cook not liking what he's seeing. Lady Bombers have the lead. 5:55 left in the first half. We'll take a short little break. Bring you back the rest of the second half. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back here in Cabot, Lady Bombers on a big run. An 8-0 run to start off the quarter. They find themselves ahead. Bill Leonard, I want to know what he said in that first quarter intermission. As Lady Bombers now going to a 2-3 zone. Cabot with the ball. As it's to Madar. over to, trying to get it into Ogilvy, but Hannah Grace Foreman all over the place. Knocked that one away. And the Lady Panthers will have it out of bounds. I believe it'll be on the baseline as Christopher will throw it in. Christopher ready to throw in, gives it to Theobald. Up top to Madar. Madar picks up her dribble to the right side. It is Theobald. Back to Ogilvy. Theobald, one about three, shot play, moves to the left, 3-point on the way, hit the front of the rim as Christopher comes up with it. A jostling for position. Christopher got away with it. Crowder, and this shot goes with the left here. Back Christopher with her 5th point. And Cabot has the lead once again. Martin with it now. To her left. To Foreman. Hands it back off to Martin. Martin dribbles it back to the right. Foreman driving inside. Foreman off the window. Left it short. Was rebounded by Paige Siegler, fresh into the game. Christopher with it now. As they drive inside, layup off the window, wouldn't go. Rebounded by Foreman. Contact. Lady Bombers come over to Martin, putting some moves on. Driving, pulls up for the right elbow. She's got it. Nothing but there. Emma Martin knocks down the jumper. And the Lady Bombers have the lead once again. Christopher. Now to Madar. Madar gives it to Ogilvy, who shoots it from the right elbow. Wouldn't fall. As they kick it out, Christopher. Christopher off the window. She's got it. Christopher knocks down the block shot. He's got 7 on the evening. Really half a Cabot point. Halfway mark of this 2nd quarter. Martin trying to get it inside to Foreman. Got tipped away and Cabot comes up with it. Madar ahead to Ogilvy. Ogilvy off the end of the ball. Cabot leading 7-3 left in this first half. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
So back in Cabot. Love the Cabot High School. One of the better high schools I've seen from the outside. Lady Bombers trailing 17-14. Of course, playing the host team here in the Cabot Pre-Holiday Invitational. 17-14 our score. Cabot leading. Lady Bombers with the ball. Gilbert on the right side now. Gilbert bouncing it back to her left. Gives it to Martin on the left wing. Martin driving inside. Kicks it out. Yates. Case on left wing. She's going to get into the paint. Spin move off the window. Left it short. Cabot comes up with it. Madar with it. Pushing ahead. Gives it to Christopher. Christopher through two Lady Bombers around the corner. Puts up the shot. And she is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. It's going to be on Anna Grace Swarm. It'll be her 3rd foul. Looks like Christopher is fading away and out of control. May have kicked her legs out. Nonetheless, they're going to give her 2 free throws. As Christopher has it now. 2nd one is off the heel of the iron, rebounded by Martin. 18-14 at score. Cabot leading by 4. Martin now cross half court, down to the 3-minute mark of the first half. Martin gets a screen from Gilbert. Martin turns the corner, gets into the paint, off the window. There's a whistle on a foul. Martin's going to shoot 2 free throws. Foul's going to go on Emily Beelan. She's her 2nd foul, and Emma Martin's going to shoot 2 free throws. Martin's first, good. And that'll bring in a substitution. That'll bring in number five for Lady Ringwald again, for the Cabot Lady Panthers. As Theobald will sit. Martin with it now. Second free throw, good. He's got 4 points on the afternoon, and the Bombers have cut it to two. Nadar, now to Ringgold. Up top to Ogilvy, back to Shy Christopher. Christopher back to Ringgold, bounces to the right, guarded by Martin. Back up top to Beelin. Over to Nadar. Nadar back to Ringgold. Looking inside for Beelin. One there as Christopher has it on the left wing now. Christopher putting a few moves on Gilbert. Good defense goes to the spin move over Foreman. And Gilbert. Guy Christopher with another bucket. He's got 8 points. As Martin directing traffic now between the circles. Goes to the left. 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Jackson. Big couple dribble, trying to hand it off to Gilbert. Finally gets it to her. Gilbert into the paint, gives it to Foreman. Foreman was going to work, and it's an offensive foul. We're going to give Kate Gilbert that foul. Kate's second foul. As Nadar has it now. They all walk it up. Bounces to her left, try to fake the handoff to Ogilvy. Now to Christopher. Christopher guarded by Gilbert, bounces back to her left. Back to Nadar. Met by Jackson. Now over to Ogilvy. Ogilvy, top of the key. Now to Ringgold. Ringgold. Back to Christopher. Handoff. Screen from Beelin. Christopher off the window. Left it short. Rebounded by the Lady Panthers. Ogilvy has it now. She's set inside by Beelin. There's a whistle and a jump ball. Going to stay with the Lady Panthers. A winner telling the team they got a block out down here. As Nadar got it in, there's a whistle. And it's going to go the other way. Ogilvy, maybe it was a legal screen. Something looked messed up down low, and that's what it was. Gilbert has it now on the left wing. Up top to Yates. Back to Martin in the right corner. Fed inside to Foreman. She's met by two Lady Panthers. Doesn't matter. Got to go high off the glass. And it bends the throw. 20-18 our score. About a minute remaining. As Ringgold has it now. Bounces to her left. Over to Nadar. Nadar working back to her right. Series of handoffs. Ogilvy with it now. Try to get it to Christopher. She's fully denied. Great defense off the ball by Kate Gilbert as Nadar will drive. Great defense from Gilbert. And she's with Jackson as they bounce it inside. Beelin's first basket of the ball game. 22-18. Cabot leading. 30 seconds left in this first half. Emma Martin going to hold it. Down to 22 seconds. Down to 20. Going to go to the right, back to the left. At the crossover dribble. Getting a play call from Bell Leonard. Martin has it down to 10. Down to 9, picks up a dribble. Gives it to Anna Grace Foreman. Anna Grace lost the handle. It's going to go out of bounds, and the Lady Panthers get it back. 5.2 seconds remaining in the first half. Christopher will throw it in. Lady Bombers putting on a little three-quarter court pressure. As Christopher throws in, she'll get it in to Ringgold. Ringgold driving down to three, down to two, down to one. Lost the handle. There's a whistle and a foul. They gave Emma Martin that foul. And her first foul is going to send Cabot to the free throw line with 3/10 of a second remaining. Lane Ringgold to go to the free throw line. They're 1-1. Free throw on the way. Off the heel now, Martin from Covenant will be able to get a shot off. So we have the halftime. Cabot Lady Panthers leading the Lady Bombers 22-18. We'll take a short little break, bring you stats for the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.